This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. As the Senate debates comprehensive immigration reform, phalanxes of lobbyists are vying for attention. The Sunlight Foundation estimates as many as 3,000 lobbyists have worked on immigration issues in recent years. They're the lobbyists you'd expect: restaurant owners, farmers, construction groups, and then there are the not-so-usual suspects. From Washington, Marketplace's David Gura reports.
You may not expect to find lobbyists focused on immigration issues in Baltimore this weekend.
And they're off in the Preakness. Brilliant break for Bodie Meister. And
at the Pimlico Racecourse. That's right, the American Horse Council is lobbying Congress on immigration reform.
Well, immigration's been an interest for a long, long time.
Jay Hickey is the president of the group. It represents horse owners' interests here in Washington. The horse industry, he tells me, is worth $102 billion, and low-skilled workers from overseas are an important part of that.
We use H-2A agricultural workers on a temporary basis on our breeding farms and our training facilities.
Hickey says those visas are limited, and his group wants more of them. These workers do jobs, Hickey says, that are specialized and physical, and try as horse owners may, and they do try, Hickey says, there aren't many Americans who will do those jobs.
You just can't find them. And if you can find them, they don't want to do it or they're not qualified to do it.
You'll also find lobbyists focused on immigration issues in concert halls.
Just like music is everywhere in our lives, it also shows up in all kinds of places in national policy.
Heather Noonan is a lobbyist for the League of American Orchestras. She says her group cares the most about what are called O&P visas for soloists.
The non-immigrant temporary work visas that are required to bring those artists into the United States to perform.
Noonan says it's her job to make sure visas for those performers are available.
When the curtain goes up at 7 o'clock on Friday, the artist needs to be there and the audience is expecting that they'll be there.
The League of American Orchestras is lobbying to make that visa process as efficient, affordable, and accessible as possible. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.